This is tape three, please.
This is tape three, please. We're going to make this brief. Nobody laughed. That was funny. You see, you have a problem in here, too. You have to tell them what's funny.
Commander, we spoke of Scientology and Dianetics. I did what you said. I studied into that very thoroughly and even became an auditor before I had all kinds of problems. The left hand didn't know what the right hand was doing. They were always fighting, so I dropped it. But one of the lies I understand was told by an insider was that Ron Hubbard actually died several years ago, and they kept it secret for several years. Do you have any confirmation on that?
No, but I'm pretty sure that that is exactly what would happen. And we wouldn't even... I think probably he might have been suicided. I like that term. I'll use it a lot from now on, Ray.
Also, you talked about the Masons. I had a very close friend who was a Mason, and we did some close talking, and I revealed to him that I had found in a city dump papers that 33 or 4, the highest one, he had died, and his family didn't realize how vital the papers were. They threw it away in the dump, and I found it and read some of these rites and rituals to him, and he said, "You're a dead man if you tell any other Mason except me, because I'm your close friend. You tell that to any other Mason and you're dead."
Well, I don't want to get anybody dead, so I just say anybody who has been in any of these organizations. And I talk from the standpoint of the Catholic, the Mormon. I'm always asked for verification of, and in fact, this is what Bo asked me. Is there any church? He says, I've studied Buddhism. I've all of these things. And he has been sealed in the temple of the Mormon church. This man searches in honesty and integrity. And this is what you must always do, because you will see the errors. And you can use that which is good and that which serves you and the higher cause. So don't cast it out. Always hold it close and respect it for the lessons it gives you. You're going to find that it riffles all the way through all of these societies. So I say, if you are a Mormon, go back and witness what you experienced. If you were a Mason, witness in your mind the rituals. You don't have to blather. Just witness. And there's a great deal of talk of death and things of this sort. I want to tell you that just binding in this human consciousness for an experience in spiritualness is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Just on the face of it. Not that you don't love this one enough to believe that you want to go on, but look how many wish 6 months later they had not done that. Now they're stuck with this one here and there. So you have to look forward to what would be the reasonable aspect of God Creator and stop limiting God Creator to this little limitation of your experience in this particular cycle of consciousness, because you can get yourself all botched up doing that and make this little short journey pretty ridiculous and pretty scary too. And that's the point. We will trap you, and then we will entrap you and imprison you in these rituals. And they're all of the flesh, the physical. They may tell you it's spiritual. It is not. Because your own sense of pure reasoning tells you that if you progress, you do so without the bindings of this dimension. And therefore, whatever took place in the physical form no longer exists. You can't take it with you, remember? So what are we talking about? We are talking about rule of you, putting you into submission to their whims. And it works. It works well. They never have to change their plan. Over and over and over and over, they never have to change their plans. It just gets bigger and bigger and heavier and heavier, and people give in to that. So I just ask you, if you participated in any, you don't have to ask me what's good or bad or right or wrong. Look within and see what happened. And then you know. And you can either accept it for the social enjoyment that you get by going to those meetings and meeting with the friends that you have learned to enjoy. You don't even have to give them a big spiel on what God is. They already know what God is. They just learned it. So they have to be shown. And all the speeches that you can conjure and all the fear that you can rally to put upon them, because they'll come back and tell you you're nothing but fear, doom, and gloom, and they're going to put up with you. And you have just pushed them away. Because man will always come and tell you that God wouldn't this and God wouldn't that. How do you know? You are still man. Now, some of you may remember, but I can guarantee you if you remember, that's not what you're saying. Does anybody else want to badger this poor soul or let him sit down?
I think I'll just finish up. Pardon me? Someone else have a question? I think I'll finish up with a few personal observations. What upsets me about the good people or the righteous people that are in this is they're all fighting amongst themselves. I mean, you take Bo Greitz's fights with Bill Cooper and Barbara Honegger and Ray Allen Westbacher and people, the Christic Institute's left wing and this outfit's right wing, and they're all, everyone seems to be fighting. But it seems that 95% of all these the things that these people are saying are valid and are very helpful to the. Why can't they all get together? Why can't they? Their egos are too big to bury the little differences.
Yes.
And get together on these things. It upsets me because I think of all these researchers that I know personally ever got together. They could bring this new world order to its knees. Another observation I made is that whether it's talking about the Mormon Church or the Catholic Church or the Masons or what, I mean, there's good and bad in everything. I mean, take. We were just talking about the Mormon Church. You got Brent Scowcroft on one side and Bo Greitz on the other. I mean, we have good and bad in everything. And,
absolutely.
And another observation I want to make is that all the research that I've done over... I started my research 40 years ago during the Korean War when I learned about... I was in France and I learned that the French were in French Indochina just to corner the heroin trade. And the CIA helped the Vietnamese beat the French just so they could go and take over the heroin trade. I learned this 40 years ago. And you try to tell somebody this 40 years ago? Even 5 years ago, you couldn't tell anybody this.
Try today.
Well, it's getting a little better. When you say that the government's in drug trafficking, it's getting a little. You can do it now.
Yes, you can. And yet, they'll still vote for the man.
Yeah, that's true. And one other thing is all the research I've done, there's nothing that I've told you, nothing that I've learned that doesn't come out of published books. You can get this all in the library. Sometimes you have to go over the same book 3-4 times. I know I've read books 5 years ago and come across bits of information that just didn't register because I had nothing to correlate it with. I read it, you know, I read it 6 months ago or I read it later, you know, and all of a sudden, oh my goodness, this part fits right in. You know, you find another part of the puzzle and you just have to keep going back over some of this information.
That's right. And then discard that which you don't need anymore. And this is why we're starting, and I cannot be grateful enough to Nora for having stuck with us all these months and months and months and done incredible research. Now we're going to start regularly. We will make a whole reference journal to her work. But we're going to start regularly. Every time we publish a paper, publish some more background research that Nora has done. And you too, Ray, will find this interesting because it's going to deal with a different part of history, mostly taking your creation roots and back through the spiritual and religious and actual coming into being, right back to Sumerian texts, for instance. And this is what man needs, not just bunches of more lectures. You've got to be able to see how those pieces fit. And there is no better way than ones having experienced it and coming and sharing with us. We don't have to be, quote, a group. Being a group as such or a cult as such destroys the very thing that we set out to do. and that's bring knowledge and enlightenment and truth without restrictions. It's what the paper ought to be. It's what the media ought to be. A sounding board for truth. And yet you can see that the protocols, whether you call them manifesto, no matter what you call those protocols for one world government and one world order, have worked very diligently right along the way. Control the money, then control the press, then control the education, and you're just, you're used up. You're right up now to control. Total control. And they test it on you all the time. Just this FEMA exercise going on right now. There is nothing stronger in your nation than FEMA today. And you didn't even know who headed it. Stickney is a very important name. Not that he is important. But it's just interesting to note that the one most binding, one organization on you the people and has replaced your constitution is headed by someone you don't even know his name and have the vaguest idea who he is even after you know his name. Ray, thank you.
Okay. Thank you for having me. Keep researching and keep fitting all these pieces together because it's all out there. If you got a brain, you can figure it out.
Please allow us to continue to use your work. And please do not be a stranger from us. You're just beginning. You are literally just beginning on the most exciting adventure of your whole experience. This is what it is all about. And I know it's hard to grasp, and I know it's hard to hold on to purpose, especially as life hits you. But after all, life is what happens while you're making other plans. So you have to adjust to that. It's going to continue until you're dead. And I don't see a one in here really wanting that. Dorma thinks of it a lot. But it's a different reason. You see, the job looks so mammoth. And yet it is nothing, because I can relieve you right now. It's up to man, and it's up to individual. No man can do it for another. On Judgment Day, as you call Judgment Day, you stand naked, just you and God. Well, where's God? He's there within anyway. You're his temple. What have you done with his temple? Well, that maybe it's first confrontation, and maybe you will decide that you hadn't done such a good job with it, and you better try a little harder. So you will agree to try a little harder in some other area of service. But I have to continually remind ones, and I don't get it done often enough because so many new ones pass through now and aren't exposed again. And that is, you must remember at some point of higher level understanding and knowing. I'm talking about knowing, not education or knowledge. That you have served in a much higher capacity, and that you have come again to serve at this time of this kind of peril. Because man is at the crossroads. Man himself has learned through his childish behavior and his ability to, quote, try to create. You see, he remembers that he is creator, but he has lumped it in with the five senses attached to physical existence. And he learned to create life. And it started actually in Israel in a test tube. So we can go right back there and thank them for the viruses. They were the first to create a virus in a test tube. That is just simply a crystalline life form with a proper DNA structure. And it can be DNA geared to anything, absolutely anything that you have a cell structure for. And you can create anything. It may not live, it may not be able to reproduce, but you can create it and you can cross it and you can, yes, have unicorns and things like that. You can build reptilians. And this is what's confusing to the goodly group, the ones who have a lot of the truth of it. They forget God. And yes, they get born again as Jesus. Jesus born again. I believe in the blood of Jesus and the and him as my Savior. No, that's not why the teacher came. The teacher came to tell you there is eternal existence. There is no such thing as death. And that you better pay attention to the teachings as God sent them, because in ultimate transition, you're going to have to answer to those guidelines. And no one can do it for you. This teacher can petition in your behalf, please be a little gentle, Father. But God has forever. Creator has forever. And I'm often accused of being uncaring when I say, I don't care whether you believe it or don't believe it. And one say, oh, yes, you do. You must. No, I care about this mission and your paying attention. What you decide to do with it is your choice. And it is immaterial to me because, you see, I have been there. I know. And so have you, and that's why you're nervous. You know that ultimately throughout all experience of any third dimensional plane whatsoever, before you can get one again with God in the holy places of what you call heaven, you're going to come back within those guidelines. Now, you just flat are. And whether you do it now or you choose to do it 32 eons from now is strictly up to you. My mission is to come and tell you the truth of it. Yours is to take it any way you choose to take it. And I don't have to bring all you into safety. Forget it. I not only don't have to, I have no intention of it. I don't force anyone to do anything, including sit here and listen to me. But you're going to get truth here. It may not be too comfortable. And what I notice so much out there with the ones who are great egos and great minds is that don't trample on my ego. This is Satan, the adversary's prime tool. If he can get your ego, he's got you, brother, tied up in knots and helpless. It's the very best thing that he can do. And when man understands that he is only striving to come into knowing, then he can be a little bit flexible and accept some information and some possibilities. But you have to believe that there is God. And you have to know the truth of what God is before you can come into total balance with that. Because as long as you are still basing your entire belief system, your whole entire spiritual belief system, on a physical being, a physical thing, and I'm telling you right now that Jesus of Nazareth wasn't even his name. And if you think he died to spill blood so you can be saved, washed in that blood, blood is a physical thing. You have to understand the spirit, the holy godly spirit, of the energy who volunteered to come and serve and try to show you the way. And he did a pretty good job. You're not able to get rid of him. No matter how hard the adversary tries, he cannot quite extinguish the light. And this is what they're trying to do with these particular little gathering ones who already know, may not even practice it, but in the gut you know, and you begin to take a practical view of what is being said. And ones have complained about the journals. I don't care. They're going to go to the four corners of the earth in their own proper time. But the important thing is that ones are reading. Ones are hearing. And the proper ones who are being called are getting their message. And with some, it takes a little longer. But what's your hurry? You think you don't have time. You have all the time in the universe. And what else are you going to do? You're either going to join the adversary and play the physical game, or you're going to effort to change the path enough and show your brother, because that's your job. As a higher energy, yours is to lead. And if all you do is lead him into more darkness, I wouldn't want that on my conscience when I make that transition, if I were you. Especially when you've come to lead into the light. And yet you're not gifted any more than was that teacher in Nazareth. You still have to experience the physical plane. That was the agreement. You have to experience so that there are guidelines to know how much the human element can handle. That was the agreement. So a cop-out saying, oh, well, why don't you guys up there fix it for us, won't work. And you know it won't. But I understand you're trying. All the time I understand you're trying. Because when you ask the proper source, and that is God, you will get the answer. You just don't like the answer you're getting, so you keep asking and hoping some commander will tell you. Anyway, Ray, please, please be close to us. We're all going to get there. There's great and wonderful things, and there have to be leaders. There have to be rallying points, and there have to be truth tellers. Now, we've taken up so much time, but Betty, would you please introduce yourself and say a few words to us?
Yes, I teach at one of the, well, the largest university in Missouri, and I use, well, that's a where to start. First of all, I'd like to give blessings and thanks to Dharma and Hatan and the hosts, and I found it very interesting being here, and I've listened to, I think, all the tapes at this point, and I started reading The Liberator, I think, about mid-December, and I think I have read all of those as they've come out. I have been trying very different, as fast as I can to try and read through the journals. But since I also teach a fair number of things, that I have to sort of intersperse that. I'm also a musician, do hypnotherapy, have any number of different things that I do. I have found this material somehow to be gut level. It reaches me in the gut level where it feels like it's true. This isn't just, I'm a fairly logical person. And in neurolinguistic programming, they would call it digital. So I suppose I'm fairly digital in many ways, and yet this material seems to get to me. Whereas, unfortunately, I think along the way I'm losing some of my best friends over this. But
oh, yes. you will find in retrospect they were not friends to begin with.
Well, that may be. I mean, I had a young friend, a former student who came with me on this trip, and I was hoping she would come to at least attend this, but I could tell she was extraordinarily uncomfortable and just basically said, you know, ding, 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 this is my radar unit going off and saying this is a whole lot of bullshit, and she just couldn't get into it.
Well, let's not find out, you see. This is the security
of
not attending.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that, but she just thinks I'm off on something of the end of the world, you know, and that
thank God.
You know? A gloom and doom type thing. Well, what was interesting, and I certainly hope that one of the things is I've been reading the material, I've certainly wanted to make sure that, you know, I kept saying, I really want to be amongst the elect, not the elite, but amongst the elect. And I have presented some of this material, at least small portions of it, in some talks that I've given. I teach in the music department, but I also teach for our honors college, and in that honors college, I teach some classes on creativity. And we do all kinds of wonderful things, and it's one of the most asked for classes on campus. But even in there, I've been having some trouble with some, more recently, with some physicists who felt I was doing a little bit too much on things that are just on the edge and on the fringe, and they didn't like this being introduced into the campus things. But the students were my rallying point, as well as some of our, even a few faculty members. I didn't even have to really get into it except to provide a few things. But it seems that things are getting tougher as I introduce this. I gave a presentation at San Francisco State University in February, and this was to a special class, maybe 30, 40 people in it. And I did three and a half hour lecture, and I presented, it was on Earth changes according to prophecies and channeled materials and so forth. And I would say that I saved this material for the very end. And And what was interesting that I certainly want to give thanks also to Ellen, whatever Ellen's last name may be. She gave me some very helpful suggestions as I was putting together the information, because I had just recently come in with the material, as I said, since I'd just been reading since mid-December. And I wanted to include some things like the spiral to economic disaster and privacy in a fishbowl and so forth that would also substantiate these earth changes and sociological changes. And she was very helpful. But she also had, at my request, sent some catalogs and some liberators. And the teacher that I was doing this class for gave these, passed them out before I got there. So by the time I walked in, I mean, the teacher had already said, well, we have some people who are already gunning for you. And I,
yes.
I said, well, I can only tell them what I know, and I can't tell them anything more. And I can also say that as I understand this material, and I said, and they, if they want to know, they have to read it themselves. And so that was how I presented it. But the material, of course, that was the most controversial were the things like, since in the Liberator there were some advertisements for the $1 trillion lie and so forth. Well, I could honestly say I had not read it at that point, so I didn't have to lie about anything. But they were still trying to sort of nail me to their particular cross on that. But they responded very well. So the only thing I would like to say, in addition to that, I've used some of the material on one of, maybe my next to last lecture in one of my creative classes, about earth changes, since several of them in there actually went out and bought some various books and wanted, they bought some books from here as well as other places, because they have a sense, apparently, at least some of them that I work with, that there are impending things, big things that are down the way. Some of them have told me about dreams that they've had where they see the stars falling and there are no stars at the end of this, and that they're, that everything seems like, instead of, is it Chicken Little? I mean, is the earth rising, or is the star, or is the sky coming down? But they see distinct changes. So they're getting this from some kind of intuitive place. But some of the books that I used for the talks were, one was by Mary Summer Rain, actually two of them. Her Phoenix Rising, where she is the one I use, as well as Earth Walk, which has a lot of interesting information in it. And the she got a lot of her information from a Cherokee woman named No Eyes. So if any of you are interested in that, I felt that in the back of that book on Phoenix Rising, she has a list of what she feels the phoenix, that is the bird, will do, how Mother Earth will change. And at some point, the bird will start moving in the earth, and another time, these are all metaphors, I'm sure, of some sort, and another time it will start sort of emerging from the earth, and then the claws will start coming out. But anyway, during all of these, she has listings of happenings that might go on, even though in text she says that there's a strong possibility that they don't have to be sequential. They can actually happen all at once, too. It doesn't have to be sequential. Anyway, that was, if you don't have enough reading to do, as if I don't have enough reading to do. But anyway, these were some books that I thought were interesting. Also, The Quest by Tom Brown, Jr., he also has a number of books on survival, which are quite interesting. But The Quest has, he was also guided from very early on, I think age 8 or 10, by an Apache shaman who just happened to be in New Jersey where he was growing up. And so he learned from this person named Stalking Wolf. And so these were like visions that Stalking Wolf had, as well as what Tom Brown himself had. So I thought there's a series of four books by this gentleman that are very interesting. He's had quite an amazing life. And then, of course, I use the Sun Bear book on Black Dawn, Bright Day, and he gives places that are safer or that are contaminated or things of that sort, as does Mary Summer Rain. And same thing, some of the, that America West puts out, the Dolores Cannon, the Conversations with Nostradamus, I used some of those things, which I felt were a very interesting book. And also referred back to Edgar Cayce and a book that some of you may or may not have seen by Chet Snow called Mass Dreams of the Future, which was done with hypnotic, lots of subjects were done with hypnotic progressions as opposed to regressions, and what they saw at different time periods coming up. And what is strange was that a lot of the things that they were seeing were things that